going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. A draft weekend in the books. The Eagles go heavy defense early, get a bunch of offensive linemen late. We'll discuss the whole class coming up. And now what happens? No tight end here. What about Dallas Goedert? We'll get to that. What Shio Kapadia thought of the second-round pick, the safety out of Texas, who I like a lot. I thought the first three picks were really fun picks by the Eagles. Campbell, Makuba, and then Ty Robinson. And, of course, they get a quarterback later in the draft, Kyle McCord out of Syracuse. And we'll get to maybe something more awkward than the Shadur slip, whatever the hell that was yesterday morning with Bill Belichick. We'll get to that coming up. But, Hugh, we've played some clips here about some people giving reasons why Shadur fell, right? People that didn't think Shadur might be that good or the dad situation or whatever. Well, how about the opposite of that? Here's a coach, and he's a darn good one, who actually thinks Shadur is going to be a really good player. Now, he didn't draft him, but he's surprised he fell as far as it is. Here's Sean Payton on Shadur Sanders.
But I don't. I think it's hard for any of us to explain what other people are looking at. And I saw him when he was in high school, and then I saw him when he was a sophomore in high school come practice on their way to Florida. And so I've had a chance, and I've known Deion, and I felt like I grew up watching him play, and he's gonna, like, there'll be this chip on his shoulder, and beware, because this guy's going to play in this league. And I think it's hard for any of us to explain what other people are looking for. We focus on what we're looking for. And I think it's surprising.
That was interesting. That was probably the most praise I've heard any coach other than the Browns, obviously. They took him. Like another team giving Shadur Sanders.
Yeah. This deep segment was brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive Bet Match technology to find your perfect mattress.
Would you make a Payton?
Would I?
Yeah, would you make a Sean Payton? What'd he say? Obviously, he thinks he can play.
They didn't need a quarterback.
Well, they just took one last year in the first round.
Yeah. And I get it. And it's a lot to unpack here. You know, because like I said, the biggest thing for me is, two things, well, rather, is that I've never seen a quarterback touted that highly go in the fifth round.
Do you think everyone missed it? Like, I agree with you, right? I've never seen this either. So why were the, I'm doing air quotes, experts, right? Like, why were they so off compared to what the NFL teams actually thought? Because that the draft showed us what they thought.
And see, this is where it gets a little sticky. It's because I think that there was some, you know, way they want the humbling, in a sense. I do believe it was a little bit of that.
Do you think they threw out misinformation then? Like, where did
I don't know because
it's
like,
weird.
Like I said, the person that I talked to has his fingers on the pulse of this, and you know there was some stories out there that he did not interview well.
Right.
Did hear that. But even with that being said, it's a position, and this is the thing that I think people need to understand. It's so hard to find a quarterback. that people and somebody even said, well, they saw the red flags. They didn't want to make the same mistake. Man, coach has been doing that for years. Look at the history since the Browns have come back about how many quarterbacks have started for the Browns. Just do that. Do me a favor.
You might need all afternoon.
Me a favor and do that for all those that talk about, well, you know, they didn't want to make the same mistake twice. The Browns have been making the same mistakes at that position for years. So
take five quarterbacks right now.
That's what I'm saying. They've been making that mistake. So for you to sit there and say that his interaction on the sideline with a ball boy was the reason why they didn't take him is ridiculous. Like, there was a guy that we talked about on this air that was in trouble for allegedly, you know, some female stuff. He still got drafted. Now, he went late.
Second round, yeah.
But he still got drafted.
Yeah, the pass rusher, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what you need to realize. So when it happens to a position that's of need, like the one the quarterback is, there's no quarterbacks out there. Everybody's reaching for one. If you have one and he has a nasty disposition or whatever, most teams overlook that because he can play. Now, to have the grade, like, you can argue all you want about Shedeur's grade. Never seen a guy, wherever you think he was graded, go to the fifth round. Never seen that before.
If I had to guess on this, and it's just total guess, I think some teams just totally took him off their board. Because you make a point that is obvious but right. Quarterback's the most important position, right?
It is.
So if you thought, I don't really think he's a first-round player, but maybe second or third, right? Like, he's okay. He's pretty good. Maybe he's got a chance. Then when you get to the fourth, you take that player, right? Because it's value.
Yeah.
So my guess is some teams, and I don't know how many, maybe it's two, maybe it's five, maybe it's 10, just totally took his name off. So when he was falling to us and falling on TV, but he wasn't even part of their discussion. Because otherwise, it doesn't make much sense. 215-592-9494. Did you want the Eagles to draft Shedeur as he was falling? Yes or no? The votes are coming in pretty strong towards no. 84% said no. 16% said yes. All right, well, let's get back to the phones here. Then we got to get to someone who may have been more upset than anyone, including the Sanders family, that he was falling over the weekend. Let's get to Black Ready, who's up next. What's up, Black Ready?
Hey guys, first of all, Hugh, if I go to war, I'm signing you up to be my general, dog. You could go to battle with me any day of the week, brother.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
So I'll tell you what, it's massive collusion. So the call earlier is like, I don't want to deal with his dad. His dad got a full time job, homie. His dad's got a gold jacket, homie. I'd love to have Deion out here talking to Quinn and Cooper every once in a while, giving them some tips. I'd love to have the greatest of all time talk to some guys on my team when he's got some free time. But he got a full-time job. Secondly, I don't know if Jalen can handle it. I saw him handle being benched for Tua, and then be the first one to go out there and shake his hand and then go to another school and have 19 different offensive coordinators and then lose the Super Bowl and come back and win. Jalen Hurst can handle it. His mentality is tough. He did with WIP, Philadelphia, and Nation all day long, so he wasn't worried about it. Secondly, I'm a QB factory. Why wouldn't we want to do it? They brought Michael Vick in here. I don't really care anything about what somebody's attitude is and what's got going on. The drama you had to deal with that, and Philadelphia handled it, but you couldn't handle this kid who rocks a gold chain and believes in himself? Please check yourself. That 85% vote, I know why you're doing it. I'm not going to call you out, but I'm just saying, these Mickey Mouse punk, Scooby McDoo excuses are just silly and loser mentality. Do I want people to shout? I'm trying to sell some jerseys because I'm securing my quarterback. He got the George W., the biggest one of all, okay? Get him on the team. And they didn't want him to go to a team with somebody. That's why I'm like, hey, Browns, go out there and go and ruin another quarterback. They got 17 quarterbacks. But you believe that I'm supposed to believe that Mel Kiper, because I know what you're going to talk about, Mel Kiper put his cape on, boy. He was the only man on television securing his job and position. He wasn't worried about losing nothing. You mean to tell me that they got 7 quarterbacks over there, couldn't find one, and they finally had Baker Mayfield, let him go. By the way, you talk about Baker doing all the stuff he was doing. He was in 97 commercials, never won a mammy jammy thing. Had to watch him 22 times a day. But you worried about Shedeur Sanders' attitude. And last thing, for the Giants to be the one to actually put a name to Leakin, I saw your interview with Daniels. Dude, your son told you to draft him. A 12-year-old boy told you to draft, and you still missed on him. And you interviewed him, and you put out the clip of that, and you still didn't pick the right quarterback. So I don't want to hear nothing about no interview from the Jets about Shedeur Sanders. Now, my GM, Harry Rosen, A++++++. Defense is no longer a luxury. We're out here balling out of control. It's so good to be a Philadelphia Eagles. But all this Shedeur stuff, his daddy got a job. He got a gold jacket. I don't know what y'all promise. Hugh, let's ride. Let's ride, Hugh. I talk to y'all.
Good stuff, Black Gritty. We appreciate it. Look, do I think the Eagles could have handled it? Yes. The Eagles.
They're equipped for that.
Well, the Eagles also bring in. The Eagles aren't afraid of circus stuff. I mean, like, they're not. I mean, they've brought in many players that have had whatever the issue is or whatever the potential distraction is. They do this all the time because the Eagles are interested in talent. I think the Eagles were going to take them on Saturday. I mean,
every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hugh, that's
what I was hearing. I thought they were. I thought they were going to take him.
Can't imagine the Browns jumping them for Shedeur Sanders for the hell of it. Like, the Browns could have just waited to the next pick. No, obviously, the two nights went by and no one took him. It wasn't like teams were lining up to take this kid. They jumped over the Eagles for a reason.
I have a theory on that, too, because the Browns didn't look like they were too excited to draft him.
The GM
felt a little overdriven.
It looked a little bit like somebody called in a favor.
Do you think the owner said, let's just take him?
Yeah. I think they called in a favor because Shiloh ended up going to the Tampa Bay Bucks undrafted, mm-hmm. by the way, but still. I think somebody called in a favor because they was like, hey, man, let's put this to bed.
Well, you know who benefited more than anyone from this? The NFL. The ratings for round two were higher than they have been in a long time, 40% higher. Because there was a story. Usually round two, there's not really a story like a compelling one night to the next. There was this time. And we got some drama on the set. Can we hear this? So Mel Kiper, as our last caller, Black Gritty, mentioned, Mel Kiper was having himself a weekend. He had Shedeur as his best quarterback, number one overall in this class, better than Cam Ward, better than Jackson Dart and Milroe and everyone else. So he was upset that Shedeur Sanders was not going, led to, just listen to this back and forth as Mel was very passionate.
This is not about can you play the position. This is about do we want you to play the position for us. That's what this
came. Why wouldn't came about. They, Lou?
Well, look, that's a whole other discussion that we've had in many different ways for weeks and months now.
It's not one of the toughest quarterbacks you've
ever. Mel, this isn't about this isn't about quarterback traits and quarterback characteristics, personal football characteristics. That's not about this. This is personal.
Has he had an off the field issue? No, he has
Mel,
not.
Mel, you don't have to sell it to me.
I don't know what we're talking about here.
You're right. Something. You're right. Yes. You're right. But you know what? The draft has spoken.
That's right. That's the key, Mel. It's not putting a value judgment on whether those who passed are right or wrong. They did.
Yep.
So now, whenever you're in circumstances in life, whether you like them, whether you don't like them, whether they're fair or whether they're unfair, you might have to deal with them.
That's
and
right.
Now Shedeur Sanders has to deal with
everything.
And for whatever reason, whether he played a minute, microscopic percentage, 0%, or it's a legitimate criticism of the way he conducted himself during the draft process, this was the result.
Yeah.
Now he has an opportunity to answer it. I think yelling at the NFL about it is not.
There's not a quarterback. Boomer Esiason was not happy when he was the second round pick.
Tom Brady was not happy.
They dropped. How'd they turn out?
Nobody's arguing that.
My
that
point
can
is, Reese, the NFL has been clueless
so good.
For 50 years when it comes to evaluating quarterback. Clueless.
All that.
No idea what they're doing in terms of evaluating quarterback. That's proof. There's proof of that.
How many times
we know exactly what we're talking about with quarterbacks? They don't.
You know what my favorite part is? And I think if you're going to be a draft expert, right, like Mel Kiper's built his whole career on this, you have to believe you're right about everything you think. So he believes that the number one quarterback fell to the fifth round. So if he believes that, every GM is wrong.
Well, it was a lot to unpack with that, Joe. And Mel, let me see. Lou was trying to tell him that there was more to it than what you see. But he was trying to be professional about it. And Mel didn't read the room. He was trying to tell Mel. Like, Louis Riddick was trying to say that when he said it was personal, he was trying to say that there probably is some undertones to this.
Well, for whatever reason, the kid wasn't very liked.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was trying to say there's some undertones, and Mel was like, so what? And Lou was like, hey, man, we still on TV, and I ain't trying to get nobody.
Mel did not care.
Mel was like,
he's number one on my board. Like, he should be gone.
And Lou trying to give him the universal hint, hey, man, you ain't got to tell me. He tried to tell him, like, bro, I'm black. I know what you're trying to say, but I'm not trying to go there. And Mel was trying to get him to go there. That was uncomfortable, but that's the conversations that, if I'm being honest, I was having all weekend trying to explain it to people. And initially, that was the first thing, Joe, and I kept telling him. I said, okay, it might be a little bit of that. It might not be all of that. It was the absolute perfect storm of his play. Like, if he was touted the number one draft pick in the draft at the quarterback position, there's not a team on this planet that wouldn't have sucked that up.
Of course.
They would have sucked that up. They would have let Deion act a fool or whatever you want to do. But the problem was this, is that Shadur had the swagger and his game wasn't where the swagger was, and his pops was who he was, and his pops is the guy that you know, was touted as for an NFL job. And some of the teams that needed quarterbacks were on shaky ground. It was all of that. And the fact that he came in a little arrogant. Let's not forget the NIL money. The man made like $6 million in college last year. He made a lot of money. And so a lot of people probably felt like, you know, he doesn't really need to play in the NFL.
To further your point about if he was a great prospect, teams would have just sucked it up.
Yeah.
I remember when Anthony Edwards was coming out to the NBA. Teams questioned his drive, his basketball character. They said he was immature,
yeah.
But he was such a great physical talent, and obviously he's been a great player in the NBA, that he was the number one pick, right? Like, Shadur had physical limitations, and then you throw in that for whatever reason, he rubbed people the wrong way in some of these processes, and he fell. Like, did you want him as he kept falling for the Eagles? 215-592-9494. Aaron is up next on WIP.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning. As the Eagles did not take a wide receiver, Aaron, which you means you
victory.
Win. You win,
not
Aaron.
Not only did they not take a wide receiver with the first round, the second round, the third round, the fourth, they didn't take a wide receiver at all. And then Mr. Hugh Douglas tried to spin it on Thursday and say, well, maybe they'll take a receiver, tight, and that qualifies for a wide receiver. Absolutely not.
Spin Dr. Douglas doing what he does.
I mean, but we all knew why I was doing that. I mean,
that's right.
And we all said that if they did take a receiver, we'd be. I think no, he's spinning the story because I said if they took a receiver, I'd be okay with it. But I like Jihad. I like the fact that we got Jihad Campbell, and we drafted defense.
I don't know who I make my arrangements with or whatnot, but I got to plan a trip to Philadelphia.
What are you gonna hang out with Kyle? Kyle was all ready for that.
Hang out with you.
Kyle said,
we're not hanging out.
Kyle said he is so excited. Mm-mm. He's going to take you to his favorite watering hole.
It was the first thing he said when we got in this morning. He can't wait for Aaron to get here.
That's what he told me.
All I got to say when I meet you guys is brothers don't shake hands, brothers hug.
I'm not a hugger. right now.
Yeah, good luck with that.
You,
he's not a hugger.
You, the hugs are free, man. The hugs are free.
I've done that.
You guys are going to make me be the only one that hugs Aaron? I got to do that?
Yeah, hugging Aaron.
Okay.
We can hang out. We can dap each other.
Talk about Howie and the mad scientist that he is, and just the unbelievable draft that he had. But today, I guess, is a Cleveland Brown Shadur Sanders day. Huh?
Well, no, it's a should the Eagles have drafted Shadur Sanders day?
You know, it's funny that, you know, listening to people talk about racial undertones and all that kind of stuff. I think it's a really, really weak take. I think racial undertones are back in the 70s when Warren Moon, you know, believed in himself so much that he went to play in the CFL to prove that he can be a quarterback in the NFL.
Well, obviously that was a different time and things were way worse then.
And I'll tell you right now, Aaron, the racial undertones, they're still there. They've just changed the tune a little bit, if you will. The tune has changed.
But, Q, if the racial undertones are there, how do you explain Cam Ward going number one?
Let me stop you right there, Aaron. Just because they drafted a black quarterback doesn't mean they can't still be racist. See, that's where you misinterpret things. Now, racism can also be you're intimidated by a person act the way they act, and that's what I've heard about Shadur Sanders. He's too cocky. He needs to be humbled. So how do you humble him? You make him fall in the draft. See, this is where when you say it's not racial, it's not about the fact that they took a quarterback number one. Hell, most of the quarterbacks are playing right now are black quarterbacks. They really don't have a choice. The game has changed so much, Aaron, that most of the quarterbacks are athletic. So if you got a statue back there that can't throw, that can't run, you're not going to be a good football team. So that dog don't hunt here. So this is what I'm here to tell you, that when you talk about racial undertones, it ain't always got to be about skin color. It could be about the fact that you feel like, oh, you one of them uppity Negroes. We going to humble you today. And that's basically what it feels like for most people. So that whole about net racial thing, that dog don't hunt here.
Hugh, this has nothing to do with race. This is an entitlement thing.
No, this is not. I'm not saying it has every. Listen, Aaron, I'm not saying this has everything to do with race, but to sit here and say that there are not racial undertones to this, you are way off base. You're way off base with that.
Can I give you my point?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a social media thing. And I'm going to tell you something. They're going to talk about Shedeur Sanders for the next 20 years of what not to do when trying to get drafted by an NFL team. This kid wants to be a social media star. He doesn't want to be a football player. His stats in college, his dad was accused of doctoring or manufacturing his stats. All you got to do is, because you know the NFL is a talent-based business, right? You got the talent. They don't care what you do on the backside of it. You got the talent. You're playing in the NFL. This kid, if you go and watch the Oregon tape and you go and watch the Nebraska tape, this kid put up stats against bad teams. When he played against real talent, he couldn't do a thing. He disappeared. So guess what? He's a second and third round, you know, draft pick to teams. But then he goes and he has his pro day and he doesn't look so great. And then he goes and he has interviews and he looks terrible. And then all he does on social media is talk about how he's legendary. You're not legendary. Your dad was legendary. Your dad was one of the most talented athletes in the world in his time. You are not.
Are you finished?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you something that's a fact. There, it's factual that a player that has been touted as much as he has, who had the draft grade that he had, has never dropped to the fifth round. So tell me, why did that happen? Because he was on social media being extra. I can tell you who else was on social media being extra. I can tell you a guy right now that ran from the cops the week before he got drafted, and he got arrested, and he still got drafted number one. You know who that was?
Tell me who it was.
Johnny Manziel. No, excuse me. Baker Mayfield. Mayfield. Guess what? When Johnny Manziel was out there talking bad to people on the sideline and doing the money sign, guess what? He still got drafted. He went in the second round. So you tell me what it is, Aaron. So what is it?
Look at the tape. Johnny Manziel. No, went into Alabama.
But what I'm saying, I don't care.
He was a one hit wonder.
What did he still get drafted? He got drafted, right? So why did Shedeur do that? Okay, listen to what I'm saying. Shedeur, the only thing that Shedeur has done in his college career was make you uncomfortable because of his TikToks and his attitude. Baker Mayfield ran from the cops. Baker Mayfield ran from the cops, and he still got drafted. So you're telling me, Aaron, I let you speak. Now it's my turn to speak. Yes, he did win the Heisman. And Baker Mayfield also ran from the cops. So what did Shedeur do besides make you feel uncomfortable that he didn't get drafted? Because he was cocky on the internet. Guess what? It's a whole bunch of cats on the internet doing the same thing that he's doing. And they got drafted. So what was it? You tell me what it was then.
It's the talent, Hugh.
And again, just like I told you.
He holds the ball.
Okay, Aaron, do me a favor. Go back and look a week before the draft and name me the top five quarterbacks in NFL per mock that were mocked.
We appreciate the phone. The reason this became such a famous fall and why I think the Eagles were almost going to take him when they did in the fifth round, the Browns jumped him, is because people thought he was going to go high. That's why this is a story. Like, I don't think some of the things Aaron said there was wrong about his game, right? Like, I said to you 3 weeks ago, I don't see it. Like, but he's an NFL quarterback, second, third, fourth round pick. That all made sense to me. But people thought he was going to go high,
yes,
and then he didn't. So that's the story here. It's not how good he is. I think I didn't think he was that good. Do I think he should have been picked before the fifth round? Yeah, he's a quarterback, and usually quarterbacks that have some skill go before the fifth round. The story is why he fell. And I don't know the answer. I know this. The Browns jumped ahead of the Eagles. Did you want the Eagles to take him when they almost did? And when the Browns obviously thought they were going to. 215-592-9494. Ian Rapoport put out there, the Browns may have jumped the Eagles to take Shador. Did you want him? Plus, we'll get to a little baseball. Phillies won a series this week. I forgot what that feels like.
A good baseball team.
Yes. And yeah, they did. And after Friday, I was ready to throw the towel in the whole season. But good win Saturday. Good win Sunday. We'll get to our takeaways from the weekend next. Your takes on Shador. We'll get more into who the Eagles actually drafted as well. And what they didn't. No tight end, which was bizarre. All coming up. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. A great lawn is like a great sports team. It takes expertise and an electric care to really stand out. That's where True Green comes in. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, so they know a thing or two about keeping grass looking like a fairway. Here's the best part. It's more affordable than you think, and they'll even match any competitor's price. Plus, True Green backs it all up with a satisfaction guarantee. Not happy, they'll come back between visits to make it right. Don't wait. Head to TrueGreen.com today. Let the pros do the work while you sit back and enjoy the results.